All right. What's your name, sir?
My name is. Get the wind so it don't blow.
Oh, you're good, man.
No, I'm serious. I have this thing about people that don't smoke. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I actually just smoke a couple in the morning.
Yep.
Kind of gets my old body kind of. If you know what I mean. So.
Yeah. What happened today? What did you see? What did you hear?
Okay. Well, I had actually come out from here from smoking a cigarette.
Uh huh.
You know, it's hard for me to tell what time it was because I don't really keep track of that. Because you know how, you know, when you're retired. You just, you know.
I wish I knew how I was to be retired.
Yeah, I know the Seahawks were still playing. But anyway, the girl that lives in the apartment was in her car and he was standing there talking to her. I thought he was keeping her from leaving.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? She says no, he wasn't. You know what I mean? Because she came over to my house after she came back. She, you know, came over and and said no. And see, I thought they were boyfriend and girlfriend, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're just.
Hey, do you know her, or did you just know her from being?
Oh, Rachel and me—we've both lived here 16 years.
Oh wow! Okay.
Since these were brand new.
Wow. So,
like we've watched our kids grow up together and move away to go to college and you know all that kind of stuff. So I've known her a while, yeah. And so you know, he kind of looked up at me. And then she backed out.
Mm-hmm.
And
where were you at? Are you inside?
No. I was right here.
Oh, you're outside. So yeah. You're just finishing your cigarettes.
Yeah.
You're, okay.
I put it out over here, and then I go throw it in the trash over here, and then and she parks right there.
Okay.
So he was standing there, and he just had a funny look. He just had a different look on his face.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Because he comes out here and smokes too, and sometimes we'll chat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, small talk or whatever. You know. Sometimes he won't even make eye contact with me, but so then I guess it was probably about maybe 15 minutes after that. I was inside my house. I heard a lot of yelling.
Okay.
Were
you able to distinguish where the yelling was from? Or?
No, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't know if it was kids playing,
okay.
What was going on, you know what I mean? So I was like, you know, kind of glued to the game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I waited, you know, I waited a while and stuff like that, and then I heard some cars and stuff, and I came out my front door and the officers were already here.
Okay.
There was like two or three officers already here, and apparently then my neighbor up here came down and told me, you know, that guy's, you know, going off. He threw a knife at my door. He threw a beer at my, you know what I mean? And then he accosted.
What's the neighbor's name?
I don't know.
He lives above you?
He lives actually above me and next door.
Okay.
And so, he said he had come down to throw out his trash.
Okay.
And he got about halfway down the stairs, and the guy was so agitated that, you know, he was like, you want to fight, you know, motherfucker, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. And so the guy, he didn't even come down the stairs. He just said, what's your problem? You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then the guy, you know, I started taking off his shirt and stuff. And like he wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
And it was like, you don't even know it. You know what I mean? And then I guess he just went back up in his house.
And this is what you saw?
No.
Oh, this is what he's telling you?
This is what he told me.
Okay.
I mean, I saw all of the stuff after that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I guess older gentleman and his wife were walking their dog, and I guess he accosted them.
Mm-hmm.
Took his shirt completely off and said, come on. And that's when this guy called you guys.
Okay.
After that, it was just, a continuous, you know, craziness. I mean, it was just.
How long do you think that lasted, the time frame? Before we got here, as far as like the patrol deputies,
okay, the patrol deputies were here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They were trying to talk to him. I was standing down here with my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I walked out and there was two deputies standing right in front of my front door. I don't know if they were getting ready to knock or what, so it was like, hey, what's up? And so he said basically there was nothing they could really do. You know what I mean? That they were just going to go leave. And then my neighbor that lives upstairs was real concerned. Like, mm-hmm. you know, what if the guy comes back after me? He's already thrown a beer can at my window mm-hmm. and a knife at my front door. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he was just kind of winking. He was just kind of, you know, we're going to pull back. We'll be right in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so they just backed up over there. But after that, good morning.
Morning.
After that, he just went off.
Okay.
I mean, and you know, when you say
it went off, what do you mean?
Just yelling, screaming, okay. you know, at the deputies, just screaming, hollering, threatening them. Just, I mean, it was some of the most bizarre stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Throwing things out. You know, basically just like choosing the cops off, telling them this is my place.
What was he at when this was happening?
He was up on the balcony.
Okay,
he was up on the balcony. And it just kept escalating.
Okay.
And I think they probably did a great job when they pulled back because he seemed to calm down.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But what they did is just park down there a little bit.
Okay.
So he couldn't see him. You know what I mean? And, but he started getting worse. He started throwing things and started hitting cars
from
the balcony.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then you could hear kind of things breaking in the house,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of stuff. And so, they came back and, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
So I was watching off my patio cause I have a perfect view of it cause I live right here in this first apartment.
Uh-huh.
And, it seemed like the more that they tried to talk to him, the more agitated he got.
Okay. What were they telling him?
They were just telling him to come down. Do you need help? Uh-huh. You know, what's going on? You know, they were trying to reason with him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And, I mean, it just kept escalating. It just kept escalating and escalating and escalating. Pretty soon before you know it, there's a lot of police officers here with a lot of big guns,
yeah.
and, you know what I mean? And, I mean, and this is over like a period of like 3-4 hours.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Then, there was one thing I want to say that he actually came downstairs, all the way downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to the sidewalk. The officers were right here.
Mm-hmm.
He had a screen.
Okay.
You know, like off a window or whatever. And I'm like looking at him saying, he's holding a screen mm-hmm. and the officers are backing off.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they jumping on him? Then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? But they backed off. I don't know if they thought maybe he had a weapon. I don't know the procedures mm-hmm. with all that stuff. You know what I mean? But that was, I was thinking, I was getting real, I'll run over and tackle him, mm-hmm. you know? But, and then it just continued to go on and then go on, and they were making contact with him. He'd come out, and I guess maybe somebody from the crisis team came out because there was a female trying to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you hear the shot? Did you hear any shots or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What happened in between that time?
Okay, well, first shot.
Mm-hmm. There was more than one shot.
Well,
Before
SWAT got here.
Yeah, so before we got here, take everything out, because I know. So I know what happened before we got here.
Were you SWAT?
So everything before that. So okay.
When the patrol deputies were here, there was a. I was standing right in front of my house.
Okay.
Right here on the corner, and I could see perfectly. And he had come out and had something in his hand.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but, and I don't know if it was a, you know, I have no idea what kind of shot it was,
mm-hmm.
You understand? It was very loud.
All right.
I mean, it was not a pistol.
Okay.
It was either like maybe a shotgun or an AR, or maybe it was one of those, you know, beanbag things. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was really loud.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And he immediately went back in the house, and then they kept saying, "Are you hit? Do you need medical attention?" You know, that kind of thing. Went on for, didn't hear from him, anything from him for probably, I'd say 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And so I thought, well, they shot him. He went back in. He's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's kind of upsetting, but, he finally came back out and mm-hmm. said, you know, "No, I'm not coming down there. Look what you guys tried to do to me. Da, 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 da." You know what I mean?
Did you hear anything else, like threats or anything like that?
From him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was saying, "If you guys come up here, I'm going to kick your ass. And, okay. you know, come up here and find out what's going on." And then he was sick. He was really off of it.
So it sounds like you were here during almost the entire incident.
I couldn't leave.
Okay.
My car's now
in between the
tape.
Red. Okay. Which tape?
Huh?
The red tape or the...
Red tape.
Oh, yeah.
So
yellow tape, you're good.
No, red tape.
Yeah, red tape is going to be there for a little. Yeah. Okay.
I yelled at what, two of your officers, "Hey, get your stuff off my car, man." They had like guns on top of my car and flashlights. And I'm like, "Dude, don't mess my car up." Anyway, so yeah, I was here through the whole thing.
Okay.
He was doing a lot of threats. But my thing is that he had a mental situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he would really try to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. I think that he was... I know that his roommate had told me he had started a new medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when he drinks...
Another medication, yeah. Do you know him as a drinker, or is it just based on what she told you?
No, I've seen him out here.
Oh, okay.
He kind of hides it from me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, God, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right.
I'm like,
really? Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to tell me in regards to the incident prior to us coming?
I don't want to talk bad about anything.
All right. That's fine.
To me, I think maybe the officers might have been too aggressive.
Okay.
They may have wanted to get out of his line of sight a little bit, mm-hmm. and like we were all saying, that he'd probably go in and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? But with them constantly calling him Robert, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seemed like it escalated the situation.
Okay.
And then he's got people that are right across from him, and guys that are down at the bottom of the stairs and stuff with guns drawn and stuff like that. And they're telling him to come downstairs, and he's like, "No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not coming down there."
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not. And, I mean, but he was definitely having a mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It was, I know that, he was out here talking to me one day. He was real upset, you know, and he's kind of crying a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, "Hey, man, what's up?" You know, and he said that we said that his family had pretty much. You need to get that.
Give me a second, Clark. Hello. Yeah, it's. Give me like 5 minutes. I'm All right. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so I know his mom is a crackhead.
Okay.
His dad doesn't really have anything to do with him. He's ex-military. He has PTSD, or what is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. PTSD, yeah. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. And that he was doing nothing but getting screwed over by the Veterans
mm-hmm.
Administration. They wouldn't pay for any of his medical. They wouldn't pay for his pills.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't get him any kind of treatment. They were just kind of throwing him under the rug.
Okay.
And he was really upset. Well, I guess a few days ago, it was his 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty big birthday for
Yeah, 30.
And I guess he didn't hear from anybody, from his family or anything like mm-hmm. that. Then his girlfriend and him they're fighting constantly. Mm-hmm. And that's not his roommate. That's not the mm-hmm. girl that was letting him stay there. I guess they were fighting constantly. Sometimes when I'd come out here, he'd be walking around in circles, you know, arguing with her on the phone.
Okay.
But he was trying to find jobs. He was, you know what I mean?
Okay. Sounds like there's a lot going on with him. All right.
There was a whole lot going on with him.
All right.
Okay. So.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
All right.
And then what, were you on the SWAT team that came in?
I wasn't on this. I was actually over there at our command post when it was happening.